This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Jody Benasca. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Things are busy still at Walton Arts Center.
They are, yes. We're ending the 2010 calendar year with Young Frankenstein,
which I have heard is an amazing production.
I have heard nothing but raves about it. We have a video that's up on our YouTube page and on our Facebook page of audience interviews after the show last night. And one of my favorite quote was a woman saying that her husband was sitting next to her guffawing through the whole show, which I just think is a good summary.
And it follows the same plot line as the movie?
Yes, it does. And you're looking at me with a grin on your face because I am probably one of those few people that actually hasn't seen either the show or the movie.
How do you not have seen the movie? I don't think it's a script that only appeals to men, but I do think more men have seen it than women. But it's a hilarious. I think it's one of the two funniest movies ever made.
That's what I keep hearing, and it probably has to do with. My family didn't grow up watching Mel Brooks, you know, and so I actually haven't seen a lot of Mel Brooks films. So I will be one of those rare people who goes to the show this weekend and sees it having never seen the movie.
Now, have you seen the classic Universal horror movies of the 30s?
Some, but not even, honestly, not even Frankenstein. Yeah, I know.
That even disturbs me more. Because the great thing about Mel Brooks making this movie is it was such a love story to these movies that he grew up with. And even if you haven't seen the movie, even if you haven't seen the classic horror movies, I think you'd still find this quite funny. Well, you are going to go see the show.
Oh, of course I'm going to go see it. And I loved the producers, you know, and we've heard him say, you know, he said on with his interview with Kevin that he thinks that that Young Frankenstein is even better than the producers. So I think in a lot of ways it's the sensibilities and the sense of humor that are what makes it so, you know, it just makes it so fun. He's just such a zany, funny guy who's always making fun of everything, which is great.
And this goes through Sunday?
It runs through Sunday.
Sunday afternoon, or is there a Sunday night?
There is. So it runs Friday at 8 p.m. It actually runs Thursday at 7 p.m., Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
And then you're done for the calendar year.
Then we're done for a little while. We don't have any other shows. Theater Squared's Every Christmas Story Ever Told runs through the 26th of December, and they've just added a couple of extra shows because it's been selling so well, which is fantastic. So our box office will be open so that people can buy tickets to that, and so that they can hopefully fill their stockings or finish up their Christmas or holiday shopping with tickets, which make fantastic gifts.
And you do have gift certificates so I'm not sure if my cousin would like X Show, but I know they'd like something that's coming up.
Most definitely. Okay. So you can just get a $10 gift certificate, a $20 gift certificate, $30, $40, $50, whatever you want. And that can be used for anything that we have available.
That's not sold out.
Yeah, that isn't sold out.
Did Jason Aldean, is that the right name?
That is.
Did that sell out?
No, Jason Aldean is currently on sale, and there are still tickets left, although they are going quickly.
Well, because I tried to get onto your site the morning that, and I couldn't because I think it was jammed by.
We had, Friday morning, we had more traffic to our website than I think we have ever seen in our entire history at Walton Arts Center. And it broke us a little bit. It broke the website.
And so was that basically Jason Aldean tickets?
It was basically Jason Aldean, yep.
Find out who this guy is.
Yeah, and it was a very busy day because we learned quickly, you know, what it's like to sell tickets for a major concert like that. And that's something that Walton Arts Center wants to do more of. And so we got it back up, we got it fixed, and now he's off and selling.
That reminds me, I need to say something.
Okay.
I had several people come up to me last week and say, now what's this about Bruce Springsteen coming? I didn't say he was coming. I thought it was intended as good natured, like, oh boy, I wish you could get him. Yeah. But I had several people come up to me and say, I heard you say something. Most of them thought you had said it.
Oh,
But no, he's not coming.
No, Bruce Springsteen is not coming.
So I want that clear.
No.
We will do our best to try
to get him, but
don't even
he is
say that
not
right
coming.
Now. Don't yes. even say that right now. That will confuse.
No, Bruce Springsteen is not coming.
Okay. Finally, a show went on sale yesterday.
Yes, we put a new music show on. It's this young, hot group called the Canadian Tenors. And they have been featured with a whole lot of different singers. The best video clip I saw of them was when they were performing on, I forget the talent show or whatever, and Celine Dion came on and sang with them. They're huge Celine Dion fans. And they're also very big on PBS. So they do a mix of classical and pop, and they're just very young and cute, and they have beautiful tenor voices. And so that show is April 9th. It went on sale yesterday, and tickets are at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
Now, since the season has started in September, there have been quite a few shows that have been added so people can go to
website,
find out what's going
on
there.
The best way to find out if shows have been added is to make sure that we have your email address. We do show announcements primarily through email. We generally don't send postcards. We try to be green and sustainable about that, and sometimes we will try to get stuff on the radio. But the best way to be in the know about new shows is to give us your email and to sign up for the Walton Arts Center Weekly. And we always have a little blurb there that says coming soon or new show just added. So that's a great way to find out, because more and more, you know, it feels like we add a new show every couple of weeks. And, I mean, it's fantastic, but how do you keep up?
Right. And and Randy Newman now is in January,
that's correct? Yes.
Like
January 22nd.
Okay.
And that was just added a few weeks ago, and he is selling pretty well. So it's a good thing to get tickets for him. That is a perfect holiday present.
All right. Jody, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle, and happy holidays.
To you as well.